think as of now, I think we're rolling with Cody because he's in go today, and you know, obviously, see how he feels. But go from there. You know, after that, I don't know what's going to happen after that. But I think we got a good game plan. We just got our meetings, and gives us a chance to win. So we're excited about that, and I'm excited about that.
I'm sure you don't miss taking those kind of shots back there like Cody took. How difficult is it? Obviously, you're an elusive quarterback. How difficult is it to take those kind of hits as a quarterback and bounce back up and hit them
off? I think it's tough, you know, because you don't see it, you know. So, you know, it'll come out of nowhere, you know, plays that you think it's possibly blocked up the way, you know, it's designed all week. And, you know, some out of nowhere, some guy shoots that, you know, that you didn't expect to shoot up the middle or something like that. So, but that's what happened to Cody this past game. It had nothing to do with the lineman or anything like that. Just we thought the guy was going to be in a certain coverage, and he ended up shooting the gap, and we didn't expect that. So it's unfortunate, but he's a tough guy, obviously. And we had a great walkthrough just now. He threw the ball well, so see how practice goes.
Do you feel like they can't replace you very well right now at receiver, so it's not like when mm-hmm. Cody goes out, they can throw you in there to play too much quarterback because they need you so much at receiver?
Yeah. I don't know. I can't downgrade or downplay my teammates, you know. I think just the game plan right now is at the end of the day, we're down to our third-team quarterback, you know, and he's pretty darn good, you know. So we lost our first two quarterbacks. Now we're down to our three. You know, we had another fourth. We're down to our fourth in the last game, you know, versus, the mighty Patriots, you know, which they're a very good team. And, you know, that's tough. You know, a guy that doesn't take any reps, and then he's in there for the whole game pretty much, you know. It's a tough turnaround, and it's a tough battle. But, you know, guys fought and did as well as we could. And
Terrell, is there a play that you guys could design where you throw the ball to yourself? Would that help?
I don't think so. We play with 11 people. God, I don't think God gave me any type of power like that. You know, if he did, we got to find it maybe. But I just think the guys on the team, you know, we got a lot of trust. I got a lot of trust in my teammates, and you know, obviously a lot of things are transpiring. You know, we lost Joel Petonio, and you know, and then we just keep on losing guys, you know. And that's what I like about this team, is that guys keep fighting, you know. So we just got to keep bringing the fire and try to look forward to this first win and start getting on the road, getting on the move, you know. And I still believe in this team mightily, and I really believe in the team, you know. So if we can get on a little roll, you know, challenge this team that we're coming to play right now, I think we always get a chance to win the game, you know. So if we stick to our details and play hard, we should be able to get a win.
I mean, Terrell, you've done nothing but talk about how important it is to win. Mm-hmm. How important is it to finally get there this week?
It's like every week, you know, we keep saying, you know, it's time to get one, you know, we're going to get one this week, you know. So I know it's frustrating for the fans. It's frustrating for us, you know. It's probably frustrating for some of you guys or Cleveland Brown fans and your reporters as well. So I'm frustrated. Everyone's frustrated, you know, but this is the time that we got to stick together and keep fighting, you know, because if we don't quit, you know, it's good things are going to come out. You know, we're getting a couple guys back. Some core guys are important on the offensive side, and you know, it's up to myself, you know, and other guys, playmakers, to make plays on the outside and make plays when they come to us. So we just got to continue to do that and keep pushing.
You think a win would really give this young roster a boost, though?
Absolutely, because once you taste that win, and once you get a taste of winning, it could go and never know. I mean, we're only six weeks in, we're 0-5, whatever. So let's go to the next one, try to get the next win. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you know, like, we still have, just like everybody else, we still have a chance to make playoffs, you know. So as long as you, no matter what team you're on, or there's teams that are 1-4 right now, 1-5, whatever, and as long as you keep that mindset and that togetherness that, you know, we're going to keep fighting and start plugging at this thing, you know, you never know what can transpire, what could happen, you know. So I always have belief in the city and belief in my teammates and belief in the coaches, and I'm looking forward to playing this weekend and making some plays. I'm really hyped up about it, and we got to have a good week of practice.
Hey, Terrell, along those lines, Coach Hughes said that he doesn't want these young guys, there's so many young guys, he doesn't want them to get used to losing.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, as a leader, make sure that they don't fall into that trap when you're not winning yet?
I think the games and position groups, I feel like if you break it down like this, like the receiving group, the running back group, the offensive line, take the all three of those for example. If we all three, four, you know, including the quarterback, if we all do the job, beat the guy in front of us, and you win your battles, you know, you can come off as a team we lost, but you also got to look at it as, okay, did I handle my business and did I beat that guy? You know, losses come, you know, and how are we going to change that? You got to keep fighting harder, you know, when you start losing and taking that approach, you know, just because we're losing, I'm not a loser. Corcoran is not a loser. Joe Thomas isn't a loser. You know, we're losing together, but that doesn't make individuals and people like that losers. It doesn't make you your mindset. You know, guys are mad that we're losing. You know, so that's important. You know, that as we keep going forward, of competing at a high level against guys that are whether guarding us or trying to get inside. You know, if you're blocking him, whatever. So we just got to continue to beat those one-on-one battles and make yourself a winner on that play and on that game.
Mental toughness is such a big part of any sport, but especially when things aren't going well.
Yeah.
Is that something that's you learn, that's acquired, or is it one of those traits that you either have it or you don't have?
I always say, you know, you got to be, you know, the competitor is in you or not, you know. It has to be that burning desire, you know, of whether a guy, you know, you're going up on a guy and you're blocking him, you know, is he getting through or whatever. That's just a desire to be great and literally dominating your guy, you know, and that's how I look at it. I just look at it as dominating the person I'm in front of no matter what. Is there some plays that, you know, that's going away from me and, you know, because I play a lot of plays. Do I take off sometimes and jog? Yeah, sometimes, you know, I need to get out of that, but you know, I try to rewire myself to the next play, and the next play just go as hard as possible. And sometimes you may need a breather because, you know, I try to go full speed, you know, every play. So there might be a play here or there that's away from me, and then the guy can't make the play, I got to get away from that, you know, and I can continue. So that's something I need to get better at, you know.
When you have to go in unexpectedly, like the quarterback, like you did.
Yeah.
Does that distract you from the task at hand, the receiver?
It's tough, you know, when you don't practice like that, you know, a lot. Just going in there, I mean, I was talking to Coach Al Saunders, you know, there's guys that go in, they practice all off season, training camp, preseason four games, and then, you know, and they're started as a starter, I mean, and they still don't play well, you know, and during the games and stuff like that. So it's tough to just go in, you know, without getting any reps and without practicing that stuff, so I'm sure Coach is very, you know, he's aware of that, and it's a tough situation when it happens.
After the first four games, I think you guys came out of there feeling like you could have won any one of those games.
Yeah.
There was still, you know, the confidence level was really high.
Yeah.
How do you keep it at that point, coming off of, you know, a bigger loss where you didn't have necessarily?
Yeah. I still look at it as, you know, we had a chance, you know, but. You know, we beat ourselves. There's a lot of plays that we left on the field. You know, when you watch the film, it's disgusting. You know, see the plays we left on the field. On top of that, we lost our quarterback, our starter, and we was going up and down. You know, with Cody, I believe we could go up and down the field on anybody. You know, and along with Josh and Robert. But you know, that, we just got to keep on fighting. And I mean, we had a guy in there, a quarterback, this past week versus Patriots, which he did a great. I think he did a great job for considering the situation. He was here for a week, you know. There's times he couldn't even call the plays, and it's not his fault, you know. It's just being a quarterback, it's tough, you know, when you're just thrown in there and then it's the full game plan's on you the rest of the game, you know. So that's why Coach always says, you know, there's the next man up. But you have to take those reps, you know, very serious because you don't know when your name's going to be called, and we're counting on you to get it done, you know. So tough situation.
How much better is a route runner have you got? You made that nice comeback against New England. And mm-hmm. Is there another route? Or where are you trying to get to the next level?
Say it again. What's the question?
From a route running perspective,
yeah.
How much better have you got, like, let's say, on the comeback route? And then what routes do you still need to improve?
I think I'm pretty sharp on a lot of them, you know, almost every route. Now, you know, instead of beating one person, I got to deal with two people now, you know. So it's like a lot of times I'm manned up and then I have a guy over top, so I got to sell the first guy and then make sure the guy on top of me. So it's difficult, you know, and I got to beat two guys in my routes now, especially when I'm going vertical and making moves, shifting in and out. So, and I feel like that's helping me a lot, you know. It's really helping me set up the guy and helping me beat the guy under here, because I'm not only am I thinking I got to beat this guy, but I have a guy over top. So it's helping me really dominate this guy that's in front of me. And I just continue to work on that every day in practice. I take it very serious. And I just try to, you know, every practice, I just try to get better. And I just continue to work on that. And, you know, I believe, you know, I look forward to this. I think we have a big game this week.